There were several clicks and pops having nothing to do with the static. He assumed the press people were no longer eavesdropping.
"Felix," said Kadar, "go down that hole."
"Colonel," said Felix, "no."
There was a pause. A different voice sang out,
"Return to the OP and stand by."
Okay, he thought, why not? It was the old man's voice, he realized at once. The Brigadier, Hamad Renault himself, and he was making it a threat after all.
"If I have to get someone else," barked the CO, "it'll cost you. I can promise you that. Now, I want you to apologize publicly to Ali, Colonel Kadar, and carry out your mission. Is that understood?"
Felix sighed. "I know what you want, if that's what you mean."
"No."
A pause.
"Mr. Felix, is that your final word?"
"No, it isn't,"
he snapped. He was suddenly furious, livid with rage.
"Old man, you shoot some other hero down that hole and you kill him. I know ants, and I know Banshee, and I know you do not. So listen. Now you just shut your—"
"How many drops you had, old man?" A pause. Felix went on.
"I've had 20. You send somebody else, and you kill him. I know it. You should know it. And when he doesn't come back, and you can be sure he will not, everybody else is going to know it."
Another pause, longer. The circuit severed. A few minutes later, the five warriors manning OP-1 were recalled. Felix was told to stay put in the same breath. No explanation. Half an hour later, Colonel Kadar called. Even through the interference, Felix could tell he was making great effort to control his anger.
"Since you're not obeying any more orders, Mr. Felix, allow me to suggest you stay where you are until called, which won't be, I'm reasonably certain, until our guests have departed. Can we expect your cooperation?"
"Of course," replied Felix pleasantly. "When do they leave?"
"Hour 18.
"Fine."
"One last thing, Felix. A personal item."
Felix groaned.
"Is it necessary?"
"I believe so," retorted the colonel, his voice an icy whip. "This may be my last chance to tell you what I think of you."
"Ah, well, Ali," Felix drawled, "I was hoping it'd be about those warriors you lost at the dorm this morning."
Another click, decisive. He was alone again. He sat.